идею границ.
All them welcome stays.
Goedenavond, u luistert naar Blues Radio Amsterdam. Mijn naam is Kees en de presentator van dienst. Vanavond aandacht voor de protestsong, had ik zo voor u bekokstoofd. Dit alles ingegeven door een artikel in Dagblad Trouw over rechtse country muziek met als speerpunt Oliver Anthony, die met het nummer Richmond North of Richmond vanuit niets binnenkwam op nummer 1 in de Billboard Hot 100. Rechts of links? Trouw betitelde het nummer als rechts. Oliver Anthony verklaarde zelf dat het nummer niet links of rechts is. Ik laat u even een stukje horen wat hij hier zelf over zegt.
Well, you know, like, it was funny seeing my song in the... It was funny seeing it at the presidential debate. Because it's like, I wrote that song about those people, you know? So for them to have to sit there and listen to that, that cracks me up. But it was funny kind of seeing the response to it. Like, that song has nothing to do with Joe Biden, you know? It's a lot bigger than Joe Biden. That song is written about the people on that stage, and a lot more, too, not just them, but definitely them. It's cool seeing some of my other music come out, because people are, I guess, starting to appreciate and understand what it is I'm really trying to say. It's hard to get a message out about your political ideology or your belief about the world in 3 minutes and some change. But I do hate to see that song being weaponized. Like, I see the right trying to characterize me as one of their own, and I see the left trying to discredit me, I guess in retaliation. That shit's gotta stop. If you watch the response videos on YouTube to this song, it's not conservative people responding to the song. It's not even necessarily Americans responding to the song. I don't know that I've seen anything get such positive response from such a diverse group of people. And I think that terrifies the people that I sing about in that song. And they've done everything they can the last 2 weeks to make me look like a fool, to spin my words.
Wanneer ik de songtekst lees, is deze naar mijn mening niets anders dan een protestsong tegen de huidige stand van zaken in de VS. De steeds groter wordende kloof tussen arm en rijk, een afbrokkelende middenklasse enzovoort enzovoort enzovoort. Bijna herkenbaar wanneer dat op ons land geprojecteerd wordt. Nog even een citaat van Dagblad Trouw, columnist Stevo Akkerman.
Het bepalen van het sociaal minimum is een herverdelingsvraagstuk, zei Anna Kusters, lector armoedeinterventies, eerder in Trouw. We zijn in Nederland rijk genoeg om het leven voor iedereen waardig te maken. Dat zou het uitgangspunt moeten zijn. De rest is, moeilijk genoeg, uitwerking.
Genoeg hierover. Protestsongs. Dat krijgt u vanavond voorgeschoteld. Te beginnen met Oliver Anthony, Richmond North of Richmond. En ja, ik ben hartstikke verkouden.
I've been selling my soul. Working all day, overtime hours, for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away, drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is, oh it is, living in the new. With an whole soul, these rich men north of Richmond, Lord knows they all just wanna have total control, wanna know. Just miners on an island somewhere. Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to eat, and the obese milking welfare. Well, God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge rounds. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground, 'cause all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down. Lord, it's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is. Living in the new world with an whole soul. These rich men know the rich men. Lord knows they all just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do, and they don't think you know, but I know that you do. 'Cause your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxed to no end. 'Cause the rich men know the rich men. I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We better stop now.
What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Thank you. Give me a U.
U.
Give me a C.
C.
Give me a K.
K.
What's that spell?
R.
What's that spell?
R.
What's that spell?
R.
What's that spell?
R.
What's that spell? Well, come on, all of you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam, way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Woo-hoo, we're all gonna die. Now come on, Wall Street, don't be slow. Why, man, this is war, a go-go. There's plenty good money to be made, supplying the army with the tools of the trade. Just hope and pray that if they drop the bomb, they drop it on a Viet Cong. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why. We're all gonna die. Now come on, generals, let's move fast. Your big chance is here at last. Now you can go out and get those reds, cause the only good commie is one that's dead. You know that peace can only be won when they blow them all to kingdom come. Sing it! One, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn.
Louder!
Vietnam. Listen, people, I don't know how you expect to ever stop the war if you can't sing any better than that. There's about 300,000 of you fuckers out there. I want you to start singing. Come on. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why. We're all gonna die. Now come on, mothers throughout the land, pack your boys off to Vietnam. Come on, fathers, don't hesitate, but send your sons off before it's too late. Be the first one on your block to have your boy come home in a box. All right! One, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why. We're all gonna die. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Country Joe McDonald. Volume, please.
Time. But there's no danger.
is 5'2" and he's 6'4". He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all of 31 and he's only 17. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist and a Baptist and a Jew. And he knows he shouldn't kill, and he knows he always will kill you for me, my friend, and me for you. And he's fighting for Canada, he's fighting for France, he's fighting for the USA. And he's fighting for the Russians, and he's fighting for Japan, and he thinks we'll put an end to war this way. And he's fighting for democracy, he's fighting for the Reds, he says it's for the peace of us all. He's the one who must decide who's to live and who's to die, and he never sees the writing on the wall. But without him, how would Hitler have condemned him at Laval? Without him, Caesar would have stood alone. He's the one who gives his body as a weapon of the war, and without him, all this killing can't go on. He's the universal soldier, and he really is to blame. His orders come from far away no more. They come from here and there, and you and me. And brothers, can't you see? This is not the way we put the end to war.
Slaap maar lekker in je mooie witte huis. Denk maar niet te veel aan al die verre kusten, waar uw jongens zitten eenzaam ver van thuis. Denk vooral niet aan die 46 doden, die vergissing laatst met dat bombardement. En vergeet het vierde van die 10 geboden, die u als goed christen zeker kent. Denk maar niet aan al die jonge frontsoldaten, eenzaam stervend in de verre tropennacht. Laat die bleke pacifisten kliek maar praten, meneer de president, slaap zacht. Droom maar van de overwinning en de zegen. Droom maar van uw mooie vredesideaal, dat nog nooit door bloedig moorden is verkregen. Droom maar dat het u wel lukken zal ditmaal. Denk maar niet aan al die mensen die verrekken, hoeveel vrouwen, hoeveel kinderen zijn vermoord. Droom maar dat u aan het langste eind zult trekken, en geloof van al die tegenstand geen woord. Bajonetten met bloedige gevesten houden ver van hier op uw bevel de wacht, voor de glorie en de eer van het Vrije Westen, meneer de president. Slaap zacht. Schrik maar niet te erg wanneer u in uw dromen al die schuldeloze slachtoffers ziet staan, die daar ginds bij het gevecht zijn omgekomen, en u vragen hoe lang dit nog zo moet gaan. En u zult toch ook zo langzaamaan wel weten dat er mensen zijn die ziek zijn van geweld, die het bloed en de ellende niet vergeten, en voor wie nog steeds een mensenleven telt. Droom maar niet te veel van al die dode mensen, droom maar fijn van overwinning en van macht. Denk maar niet aan al die vredeswensen, meneer de president, slaap zacht.
je blijven? Oké. Het heeft toch geen enkele zin als je me maar niet ziet als het jochie met de rozen. Want dan stort je hele droomwereld in. Jij was, zoals ze dat noemden, het idealistische type. Maar daar heb je nu verrekt weinig meer van. Je bent nu net zo materialistisch als ik. Maar hoe wil je het, hoe wil je het in godsnaam anders dan? Ben ik te min? Ben ik te min omdat je ouders meer poen hebben dan de mijne? Ben ik te min? Ben ik te min omdat je pa in een grotere kar rijdt dan de mijne? En toch wil je blijven. Maar je pa die wil het niet. Ik denk dat je beter kunt gaan. En je moeder, die doe je ook veel verdriet. Als je thuis komt zal ze zeggen, wat doe je me aan? Jouw moeder, die ik moest aanhoren met haar achterlijk gezwam over de studie van je broer. En dat je pa zo'n succesvol zakenman was. Met andere woorden, wat ben jij een boer, maar ben ik daarom te min? Ben ik te min omdat je ouders meer poen hebben dan de mijne? Ben ik te min? Ben ik te min omdat je pa in een grotere kar rijdt dan de mijne? Kijk uit, je bent het niet gewend om te vreten van de straat. Als je lichamelijk maar niet belangrijk vindt, want dat is het in feite niet waar het om gaat. En als je het aan kunt, nou, kom dan gerust weer. En anders, dan donder je maar op. Want het is echt niet dat ik niet om je geef. Maar zo duw je je hoofd in een strop. Maar ben ik nou te min? Ben ik te min omdat je ouders meer poen hebben dan de mijne? Ben ik te min? Ben ik te min omdat je pa in een grotere kar rijdt dan de mijne?
En dat was Armand met Ben ik te min. Het eerste protesthalf uurtje zit erop. U hoorde vanaf het begin Buffalo Springfield, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Country Joe McDonald, Elvis Costello en The Attractions, Donovan, Boudewijn de Groot en de zojuist genoemde Armand. Behalve Costello kwamen de voorgaande nummers uit de jaren 60. Niet toevallig. Ik laat u even een stukje tekst horen.
The 60s were an era that spoke a language of inquiry and curiosity and rebelliousness against the stifling and repressive political and social culture of the decade that preceded it. The new generation causing all the fuss was not driven by the market. We had something to say, not something to sell.
Deze uitspraak is van Susan Rotolo. Wie? Susan Rotolo. Zij is de dame die Bob Dylan flankeert op de cover van het album The Freewheelin' Bob Dylan. Nog even speciaal voor u, haar tekst in Nederlands, nu we toch bezig zijn. De jaren 60 waren een tijdperk dat een taal van onderzoek, nieuwsgierigheid en rebellie sprak tegen de verstikkende en repressieve politieke en sociale cultuur van het decennium dat eraan vooraf ging. De nieuwe generatie, die alle ophef veroorzaakte, werd niet gedreven door de markt. We hadden iets te zeggen, niet iets te verkopen. Kijk, dat is een uitspraak. Verder maar weer. Creedence, met een tekst die in principe dezelfde strekking heeft als Ben ik te min van Armand.
away free speech and later on at People's Park. The winds of change fanned into flame, student demonstration spark. Down to Isla Vista, where police felt so harassed, they called the special riot squad. The LA County Sheriff, when there's a riot going on, there's a riot going on, there's a riot going on. Student demonstration time. The violence spread down south to where Jackson State brothers was said about it, and really next to nothing done. The pen is mightier than the sword, but no match for a gun. When there's a riot going on, when there's a riot going on, when there's a riot going on, 'cause it's student demonstration time.
Sturdy old part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. You're so young and pretty,
one thing I know is true, yeah. You'll be dead before your time is due. Know it. Watch my dad.
En dat waren de Animals. Het volgende fragment is opgenomen in 1975 voor een TV-special, De Wereld van John Hammond, waarin de invloed en het succes van de legendarische talentscout en producer John Hammond wordt gevierd.
John played a large part in bringing forward an artist who really changed a generation. Songs and lyrics that were mostly about love and honeymooning and spooning really changed with Bob Dylan. Suddenly there were songs about thinking and about doing other kinds of things, and songs that were introspective and that looked into a much more serious range of subjects. I have to say that the important thing here, as far as our guest of honor tonight, is that John recognized that. Indeed, very few people did. I remember very well the beginnings when Bobby Dylan was singing downtown in the village, and not everybody got the idea, but John did. And I also would like to say very briefly that everybody made an effort to come to Chicago tonight to pay this homage, we might say, to John Hammond. But Bobby made a very special effort, and with him it was a very special thing to do. And I'm very appreciative of it.
I'm just overwhelmed by it. Because, you know, to me, Bob is, you know, means progress, means, has meant so much, you know. And it changed the image of a company, I might add.
Right. It changed a lot of images, and now we're going to have the great pleasure of hearing from Bob Dylan.
Three bodies lying there, as petty see, and another man go down when a cop pulled him over to the side of the road. Just like the time before and the time before that. In Patterson, that's just the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the street unless you wanna draw the heat. Looking for somebody to blame. Remember that murder that you happened in a bar. Remember you said you saw the getaway car. Think you'd like to play ball with the law. Think it might have been that fighter that you saw running at night. Don't forget that you are one. I'm really not sure. The cop said a poor boy like you can use a break. We got you for the motel job and you're talking to your friend Bellow. You don't want to have to go back to jail, be a nice fellow. You'll be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We want to put his ass in the stir. We want up in this triple murder. Take a man out with just one punch, but he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he'd say, and I do it for pay. And when it's over, just as soon go on my way up to some paradise where the trout streams flow and the air is nice, and ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse where they tried to turn a man. Were marked in advance. The trial was a pig circus. He never had a chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses drunkards from the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bum. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. And though they could not produce the gun, the DA said he was the one who did the deed. And the old white jury agreed. Falsely tried. The crime was murder one. Guess who testified? Bellow and Bradley, and they both all they lied. And the newspapers, they all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand? To see him obviously framed couldn't help but make me feel ashamed.
criminals in their coats and their ties. I'm free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise, while Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. Yes, that's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name and give him back the time he's done. Put in a prison cell but one time, he could have been the champion of the world.
Bob Dylan, waarin het tv-programma zijn toen al onuitwisbare invloed, we hebben het over 1975, op de popmuziek werd uitgesproken. Het zojuist gespeelde nummer Hurricane verhaalt over een Afro-Amerikaanse bokser die ten onrechte werd veroordeeld voor moord. Een heel verhaal, met als bittere uitkomst dat de goede man uiteindelijk 19 jaar heeft vastgezeten voor een misdaad die hij nooit begaan had. Na Creedence hoort u overigens nog The Who en The Beach Boys. We gaan richting reclame en nieuws, maar er is nog ruimte, hoop ik, voor Luke Combs. Met een bewerking van Tracy Chapman's Fast Car. Een liedje over vluchten, ver weg van die benauwende, verstikkende, bekrompen plek. Tot na de reclame.
job to pay all our bills. Stay out drinking late at the bar. See more girlfriend than you do your kids. How do we hope for better? Or maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take a fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your heart felt nice right around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die.